This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason.
Podcast. At this point, Nancy, with the forecast looking as it may be, I don't think anyone wants to hear from us, right?
No, everybody wants to hear Joe Snedeker, Stormtracker 16. He's the man.
Stop patronizing me. Stop patronizing me.
Yeah, Nancy, this guy, hang on, I got you, Joe. I got you. Nancy, she's a loser.
I am now on my knees and I am bowing down to Joe Snedeker.
I can't. Now you make me feel like a jerk. Don't do that. I don't want to be like that guy on the stage everyone's waiting to hear. There's too much drama there. I'm just going to give you the straight dope. That's it.
Okay.
The straight dope.
We want the straight dope.
Now he's talking like a drug dealer, Nancy. We really look up to this guy? Come on.
No, it's not. Come on. All right. Hey, today's going to be an awesome day. Let's talk about the changes happening before Sunday so you can get all your information. Today's going to be a nice cloudy to partly sunny day, 40 to 45. Yesterday, all it took was 3 hours above freezing. All the ice disappeared from my driveway, my deck, and my car. It was great. I was out in the woods doing a little mountain bike riding, but it felt great. Today, even warmer. So we're close to 30 now. Highs today near 40. Going to zap away a lot of that lingering ice around your world. Get it in today because, you know, tomorrow a front's going to move through. You probably won't even know except for the fact that temperatures are going to drop with it. But there'll be very little to no precipitation with it. Tomorrow, just think, Jason, you wake up Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's whether it's 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., it's going to be near freezing. Yeah, you're going to say, wow, this ain't so bad. And then by 2 o'clock, it's 28. Mm. And then by 4 o'clock, it's 24. And then by 8 p.m. tomorrow, it's 16. And then by Saturday morning, it's zero.
Let's go back. Saturday at like 2:45 a.m. How's it going to be? What temperature?
Oh, I don't know. I just made up a lot of those numbers.
I know. It's, yeah.
But they're fairly accurate. Yeah, temperatures are going to drop tomorrow through the afternoon. It's going to become windy, but it'll still be in the 20s Friday afternoon. But it will get cold quickly Friday night and Saturday morning in the single digits. Saturday, partly sunny. High temperatures barely reaching 20 much of the day. On Saturday, you'll be in the teens. So now everyone's worried about Sunday. So Sunday is going to be a quiet day. Increasing clouds, 25. It probably won't start snowing until after 8 p.m. A lot of folks, they're done with their Sunday by 8 p.m. Now, the worst part of the storm, according to the latest information that we've been gathering, is going to be Sunday night while you're sleeping into Monday morning. That's when the most accumulating snow will be. And I know everyone wants totals. It's not like that, but there could easily be 4 to 8 inches while you sleep Sunday night into Monday morning. And then the big unknown is, two things could happen on Monday by daybreak. A dry slot, that simply means when a storm passes right over you, like this one is expected to go, it's actually good news because dry air gets sucked in under it, and that could cut the snow off, the accumulating snow, and then you just get more showery snow, some sleet and rain mixing in. That could happen on Monday morning, according to the latest data. And then after that, the storm ends, which is some freezing rain, sleet showers, and then you just get some snow showers in the backside later Monday. So what I'm saying is the worst of the snow could be Sunday night while you sleep into daybreak Monday, and then the snow gets cut off, and it's a mix, which isn't good, but at least it's not accumulating snow, and then just snow showers later in the day. So that would keep snow totals fairly, not low, but under a foot, you know, under maybe even 8 inches. But if the storm decides to go farther out to sea, then it could be all snow. You never get the dry slot. You never get the change. And then that's over 8 inches. So we just don't know yet. But the trend is for a little bit of a changeover into Monday morning. And that could lessen totals and give some rain.
So where are we at when 4 to 8 inches sounds good?
Yeah, right. Where are we at in life?
Oh, so we're only talking up to 8 inches. So anyway, okay, we got to wait and see. You said maybe we'll know more tomorrow later in the day is probably when you'll have a much better look at this thing.
Yeah, and I even hate myself for giving you guys these totals. I feel like I'm doing the old, behind the scenes talk here because we're told, and I agree, not to give snow totals to the public in our forecast until you're within 48 hours. And that's a smart thing. Because if I don't feel bad doing it now because when I do the forecast on TV, I only get like 3.5-4 minutes, and I don't have time to say all the things I'm saying now. But if we put a total map up and I said 4 to 8, I wouldn't have time to explain it all, and then everyone would just say, oh, 16's going to 4 to 8. No, we're not.
Yes.
This is just one of the scenarios.
Yes.
It's one of the scenarios that could evolve.
I'm going to send an email and say, Joe needs for like a 5-minute segment on the news. Who do I talk to?
Five? I want a 10-minute forecast. I could take easily 10, 15 minutes. I'd love it.
Well, we would love that, too. So but it is information that people are asking only because with social media, we have so much misinformation out there and other people that are turning this thing into Snowmageddon that it's important to hear from you in detail about what's
really going on. It's terrible, and it's so irresponsible what some of these outlets are doing. And remember what's called confirmation bias. I could right now put out a total map that is available that I've seen from the data, and I could say 8 to 12 inches. It would be irresponsible, but let's say it just happens to be right based on preliminary data. And then guess what? Everyone's going to say, whoa, they said that was going to happen 4 days before. They're the best. Because they would remember only the hit, and they would forget all the times preliminary data is wrong. So some of these outlets, which are shady and irresponsible, happen to hit it by chance, but then everyone remembers them because they got it right once, and then they're heroes. You know what I mean? That's the sad part about all this.
And you know what? I notice the people that follow those sites are people who really, really, really want it to be bad. They want a lot of snow. So, like, they're cheering them on. Like, yes, I want to tell my grandkids about this.
I call them the ambulance chasers. They love drama and emergencies and negativity and people in peril because they get off on it. It's pathetic.
Maybe they just like having a social group of friends. Maybe.
They want snow. That's all they're talking about. All right. Well, I'm glad you're here to kind of explain it to everybody. It's very helpful.
Yeah, I hope so.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason. Podcast.